There are several stories circulating around the internet. Strange stories about children with black eyes, showing up on people's doorsteps, knocking on the door, and asking to be let inside. Anyone unfortunate enough to meet one of these so-called children says they feel this overwhelming sense of dread, almost as if they are in a trance. Join us today as we cross our T's and dot the I's of the supposed internet legend of the black-eyed kids.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's alive!
I was with you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's going on, Zach? How are you doing?
I'm very well, Mr. Spar. Welcome back to Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. This week, we're going to talk about the BEKs, Black Eyed Kids.
Getting close to Halloween. I'm super stoked to do some spooky stories. And my son decided that this year what he wanted to be for Halloween was Jason Voorhees, so I couldn't be happier. I found
that's
a killer.
That's a proud moment right there. Yeah, proud moment.
I found a killer mask for him on Amazon, and I'll just do the rest of the costume myself. But
not hard to do, man. Just need a bloody machete and...
Yeah. Oh, he's already got that one, too. Yeah, he's got that. Those were the first two things that he definitely wanted. But then I was sitting there telling him, I was like, yeah, we got to get the jumpsuit. You know, like it looked like, I don't know, some of... You know, he's always wearing a different costume in the movies or whatever. But he was
right.
No, it's got to be a brown coat. What are you talking about? I want to be him from Mortal Kombat. Okay, fair enough, buddy.
All right.
That's what we'll do.
If he wants to play that trump card, then I'd let him, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Voorhees, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, well, he's never seen any of the movies. I haven't let him, well, not that I know of anyway. He's got all the shit in his bedroom on the TV.
I mean, the kid can get on YouTube, right?
Get on anything.
Yeah, there you go.
Crazy.
The age of the internet, man. Well, today we'll talk about the black-eyed kids. I'm not sure how familiar you are with this, Matt, but actually, like, you know, some people say that this story originated on the internet in like 96, right?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Okay. But black-eyed children have been seen kind of throughout history. There's tribes in Africa that describe black-eyed children that would try to lure people into the forest, into the jungle. And there's also worldwide, there's different stories about black-eyed children, like in the UK and France and Europe.
Yeah.
Black-eyed children stories have been told there too, but they're kind of interpreted as child ghosts with black eyes, and same thing. They try to lure people into forests and secluded areas.
Oh boy.
But it's weird because depending on geography, where you're at in the world and kind of the history of where you're from,
like how
the story changes.
Yeah.
I think this legend kind of got started in America when this writer in Abilene, Texas, his name was Brian Bethel. He wrote the first black-eyed kid story in 96, like I said, about this experience that he had. And he was on his way. Okay, so it's 96. He's on his way to pay his internet bill. Okay. He had to drop it off physically.
He had to drop it off.
The place where he got his internet. That's how long ago it was. This is when we had to text on phones. If we did, it was just the numbers. So there was no screen. There was no touch screen, any of that jazz. I remember those days. Those were
the good old days, let me tell you, boy.
Flip phone bullshit sucks.
Anyway, so he's on his way to drop off this bill at his internet provider, and he pulls into this dollar movie theater because there's all these bright lights, you know, from the marquees or whatever,
yeah,
the billboards. He needs it so he can sit down and write the check. And he pulls in and he starts writing the check, and he doesn't even notice these two kids come up, probably between 12 and 14 years old, right?
Yeah.
They knock on his window, and it kind of startles him, and he looks up, and he looks at him, you know, they're wearing like baggy pants. They've both got on hoodies, and they say, hey, mister, would you let us in your car?
In 96.
Yeah, probably. Minus the ICP t-shirt.
Easy with that.
Hey now. So anyways, these kids say, hey, you know, we wanted to go see Mortal Kombat, but we forgot our money at home. Can you give us a ride home to get our money? And he's not really paying that much attention to him. You know, he's not looked at them in the face. And he starts to like unlock his door, and then he looks up and he notices these kids have like jet black eyes. Like, no, that's all it is. It's like just pupil, and it freaks him the fuck out. So he, you know, he locks the door, and these kids proceed to like try to open the door and knock on the window and scream at him, you know, let us in the car. And, okay, you know,
like they're asking for permission. Like they, like,
yeah, like they need, permission before they can enter his car. So he looks up and he notices like the movie started like 20 minutes ago. He's like, look, the movie hasn't started yet. He's like, and then the kids just, it's like in a monotone. They just kept going, please let us in the car. Please listen in the car. Please let us in the car. And you know, this went on for like 5 minutes, and finally he got so freaked out, he just fucking took off. Sped away in his whatever, Honda Accord probably, or Geo Metro.
Something sweet.
And so he goes home and he writes down the series of events of his encounter, basically as a writing exercise. And he shared it with a couple of buddies. And his buddies are actually the one that put it on the internet.
Oh, he didn't release it himself.
He never released it himself. His buddies did it. And then they told him, look, it was too good not to share. So they put it on a bulletin board somewhere.
Fair enough.
And then that's when it kind of became famous, or was born, so to say. It probably didn't become huge for, you know, 5 or 10 years. We're talking when the internet actually worked.
Yeah.
You know, after when you wanted to try to look up a nudie picture, it didn't take you 20 minutes to download one picture.
Yeah, just start the download and then go for a drive or something and come back.
Right. Right. This guy's been interviewed, Brian Bethel. He's been interviewed several times, and he still claims that this is an actual event that happened to him. This is not a story that he made up. And he's pretty dead set on that. He said, you know, to this day, when he thinks about it, it still freaks him the fuck out. And so,
as far as like a hoax wise, like those contacts, you can buy the contacts that will make your eyes all black.
But could you do it in 1996?
Probably, but I bet they are outrageously expensive. And for a prank.
I mean, Hot Topic? I don't think so. Not 96.
I don't know. I've seen people wear them that try to make them all white and they don't work. And I've seen the all black ones where it can make, you know, most of it all black, but it doesn't make your entire eye black.
Like it's called your scaria, your the white part of your eye.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't know. Those would have to be huge. I don't know how you would even put those in by yourself. I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some trained person would have to put those in.
Saran wrap your eyeball or something. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds like a good time.
But I don't know, with the story, whenever I think he even found himself like reaching for the door handle at one point until
he did. He said he felt like he was like almost in a trance during this event when they were talking to him. And it's speculated in some of these other stories that I've heard that maybe they may have some sort of ability to put you into a trance.
Some kind of hypnosis or something that they can do?
Yeah. Or just make people have ill feelings or, you know, feel sick.
Yeah.
Just from speaking.
But, and then like they're the way they speak, they look like children, but they don't talk that way.
Right. Most of these kids are supposedly like really pale skinned. Yeah. Sometimes they're described as having like their skin doesn't seem like it's real. Most of them are between the ages of 6 to 16. Although I have heard stories of older black-eyed people, they're pretty sparse on ZNet.
I wonder what's more prevalent. Is it, do you think, shadow people or black-eyed kids? It's probably shadow people, I bet.
I would go shadow people, yeah.
Both equally terrifying if it was to happen to you.
I think the black-eyed kid thing would probably freak me out a little more than the shadow people.
You think? Well, the black-eyed kids, though, they're outside asking for permission to come in, and most people that see a shadow person, it's already in the room with them. Which,
this is true, but I mean, you just turn the lights. Just turn the lights on, man. No shadows. I don't know.
It's going to stop everything. We're going to be good to go. I got a little story here that kind of about the black-eyed kids that kind of sets the thing of what it seems like they try to do. But in January of 2016, a woman in Vermont, she made the mistake of letting two black-eyed children into her home. But I get it, because there was a blizzard raging outside and she heard a knocking on the door. A boy and a girl stood there shivering, begging to use her phone. I wouldn't have paid no attention to nothing if there was a blizzard going on outside.
Well, number one, there's a blizzard going on outside. It's hot. It's what time? 2 o'clock in the morning?
It didn't say what time. Okay. I have no idea what time.
Do you know any kid over the age of 6 that doesn't have a phone?
No, I don't. But I also would think that if there's a blizzard outside, there's a possibility that there was an accident. Maybe the kid's parents couldn't have got out of the car. You know what I mean?
True.
Like something bad happened and they're just, you know what? So that's what hit me. That's what I would have probably thought. So I wouldn't have thought much about it. I wouldn't have looked for nothing. I'd get in here and get warm. You know what I mean?
So
the presence didn't bother her. She let him in. She went to go retrieve her phone. After the children walked into the light of the family room, the woman finally realized their eyes were completely black. Her husband's Her husband's nose began to bleed, and the power suddenly went out. After what felt like an eternity, the children spoke in unison, saying their parents had arrived. The woman watched as the two quietly left her house and entered a nondescript black car with a man in a black suit. Not long after the strange encounter, the woman's husband was diagnosed with severe skin cancer. The woman began to suffer from regular nosebleeds and an onslaught of other medical issues. She's convinced that all this was because of the two kids.
And the cat died.
Did they lose a cat?
The cat died, yeah.
Oh, is this right? Do you know this story? You know that one?
Yeah, I've heard this one before, yeah. The cat actually, a week later, the cat died that was there. And the cat was going apeshit nuts and like the whole time that the kids were there.
Really? But yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, is how slick is that of an inn? You know, whatever they are or whatever they're supposed to be.
Like, sort of like, you know, this could fall under a cryptid category, but it could also be like some sort of like psychic vampire where they kind of suck your energy and they make you sick, give you cancer, make your nose bleed, you know what I mean? And also tying into what you said, how they left.
Yeah.
They're also tied to the men in black. Yes. Yep.
But I don't know anything else about the story other than what was just told. But I was like, what purpose would they have other than to kind of drain, I guess? Because they didn't physically do anything. It was just, but it's the playing on people's emotions kind of thing to get in the door. Pretty fucked up.
When you think about like the old hag, we mentioned that before. That is supposed to be something that will either drain you emotionally or sexually, you know, it feeds on that sort of energy. Yeah. So this could be something very similar to that in theory.
Yeah. Not a succubus, but a
Yeah, that's what it, the old hag, I mean, the old hag syndrome or whatever it was supposed to be, you know, you're in sleep paralysis. And right. while you're in sleep paralysis, it, you know, these kids could be using like, you know, like some sort of paralysis to hypnotize you.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that would definitely help with that.
Then when you're under, they drain you of energy, get what they need, and then they GTFO.
Yeah, right.
With Big Daddy, with the Big Daddy Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought whenever I heard about the cover being outside. I was like, wow, why are all these things just kind of come together, kind of seem
right.
right. It's weird. But
yep.
I got another one if you want to hear one more.
I would love to.
Okay. On March 17th of 2008, a 12-year-old boy had a bone-chilling experience in an outlet parking lot. While waiting for his mother in the truck, she was getting her hair cut. He saw boys walking across the parking lot, and he thought they were some friends from school. Well, because they always have their hoods up and stuff, you know, so.
Right, right.
He started, like, banging on the window, and the boys turned and seen him. And then he realized, nope, those aren't the boys I thought. So he watched as they walked up and stared through the window. The boys caught in a glance the other boy's solid black eyes, and he was staring into the face of evil. They said, "You must let me in," the black-eyed boy demanded. The boy then crouched and hid underneath, like, the glove compartment part where your legs would go. He wow. just hid there and waited for his mom to come back.
Poor little bastard. And,
yeah, the boy's mother returned to the truck, and she informed her son that those kids had come into the salon demanding the keys to her vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need the keys to your car. We need the keys to your car. We need the keys to your car.
Just give us the keys to the car.
Just give us the keys.
No, we need the keys.
It's been described that, you know, they have really limited speech or ability to speak. Like, if you just ask them a random question, it has to be a yes or no type deal. Otherwise, they just repeat themselves over and over. And even when most of these stories that happen, you know, they want to be invited into a home, into a car, into a, like you just mentioned, a place of business.
Yeah.
They won't come in until you invite them, which gives
it. And I learned by watching The Lost Boys, you just don't do that.
No.
I would have never let Max in the fucking house, and everything would have just been fine.
Would have been a dull movie, but yeah.
Yeah, true.
No Death by Stereo.
No. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
But what was the other thing I was thinking of when you was talking about that with the gaining entrance kind of thing? It just seems, I don't know, what about it's so weird that they don't have any power kind of unless you give it to them. Kind of thing.
Like,
they got a little bit of that hypnosis to try to make you open the door, but if you get past that, like, that boy was just smart as hell. If you just duck underneath there, I'm like, I don't have to look at you. I'm not doing anything.
Right. Like, I mean, this goes into like the cryptid thing, and it goes into the paranormal aspect. It goes into like the whole vampiric thing, you know, because they're kind of like psychic vampires. And then even like demonologists think that they could be children of the devil himself. And if you let them in, you're allowing the devil to enter your home. So then, you know, you're liable to be possessed by these children, and they can do all kinds of evil shit to you.
That's, I don't know. I never heard any, well, I've heard one story about them actually doing physical damage, but most of them doesn't seem like they do anything physically. It's just like a mental thing, like getting into your head, maybe.
Right. And you didn't mention in the last or the first story, I think the power went out in the house.
Like
the
kids. Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear you. My bad.
Yeah. I would have thought, you know, I probably wouldn't have connected. If I would have been in that situation, I would have been like, I probably wouldn't have been thinking about it. Well, the storm's raging outside where power went out. That happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my generator ready, you know.
And these stories, they take place mostly at night.
Yeah.
But some do take place in the day, in the daylight, you know, and they happen, like I said, they happen all over the world. I mean, there's a story from, I think it's Suffolk, in a, like these kids walked into a pub, black eyed kids. And they were asking people to give them a ride. And we're talking about a bunch of drunken English people. So fuck off. Go fuck yourself, you little fucker.
Thought you'd be bothering with me.
That's right. Anyway, they were like, they could, they're like, these kids kind of look like vampires slash ghosts. Cause they were so pale, or they were like, some people describe them, they look like they might be like aliens.
Do you think that's because it, well, a pub stands for public house. Do you think that's because it is a public place that they can just walk into that, but they can't possibly walk into private residence or
possibly, yeah,
private things? Because they walked into the hair salon.
Yeah.
So I guess if it's someplace that's open for everybody, they can get in. But if it's a private establishment, they can't.
That's a good theory.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, we're talking about weird shit that may or may not be real.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I hear about.
You know that. How you always say you want to believe?
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
I don't want to believe. I hope not.
This was a, like I said, though, I don't know. If there was a knock at the door in the middle of the night, I'd be hesitant. But if I see two kids out there freezing, I'd just be like, yeah, get in here. Hurry up. Come on. Get warm.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that might be. That might be why they do it that way, even.
Yeah.
They're feeding on your emotions because, you know, you, most people want to help kids if there's something wrong. Sort of, yeah, like, what, was there a car wreck? You know, whatever.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to buy some cookies?
You will buy cookies.
Yeah, give me everything you got. Just get the fuck out of here.
Black Eyed Kid cookies.
Mommy, these cookies smell like sulfur.
Because they're baked in the depths of hell, dear.
Tastes so good you'll have to fucking eat them, or we'll kill you.
Mommy, these cookies smell funny.
Fuck a Samoa, you want one of these.
Black Eyed Kid cookies, now available in blood orange.
Mmm.
Tastes like death. Those are made out of eyeballs.
Eat them anyway.
They look like little pumpkins.
Black Eyed Kid cookies, taste so good you'll have to fucking eat them, or we'll kill you.
They're only black because they're dead.
So do you think this is more like a, is this like a Slender Man thing where the dude made it up?
No, I believe this guy. I believe that he had an experience. Now, it could have been just two fucking hoodlum kids that just scared the shit out of him. But yeah. But the whole Slender Man thing, I mean, we know that's not based on anything factual.
Yeah,
that was some guy that, yeah, it's a creepypasta contest, right?
Yeah, and he won the picture. He took the picture, and then I think, well, I don't even know if he came up with the whole backstory. He might have come up with a little bit of a backstory, and then everybody started piling on.
Right, right.
And then we say, no, that goes all the way back to blah, 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 and it's real. And
I think it's based on another urban legend about, mm-hmm, like a creature, but it with claws. It didn't have clothes. It didn't wear clothes and had like some really giant, hideous, sharp teeth. And
there
looked ugly as fuck.
There was a kid that came to the house because every Halloween I just opened up the garage door because where I live in my subdivision, I live right in the beginning of the subdivision. So vans just pull up and doors open and kids pile out and they just go through the whole subdivision. So I just open the garage door and sit out there and listen to music with these huge bowls. Nothing but chocolate because I don't fuck around with small suckers and shit. You're getting chocolate when you come here.
God damn it. I knew I liked you for a reason, boy.
So last year, some kid comes walking up in an outrageously good Slender Man outfit.
Nice.
He had that, whatever they wear, you know, when they go to like the football games and stuff, that the full body costume or whatever. Well, he had one of those, but it was white. So you couldn't see his face. He had the suit on over top of it and everything. And I was just like, oh, man. I was like, Slender Man. His mom looked at me and she goes, you are the only person that has guessed what he is. This kid wasn't very ill.
And that's when you go, because I'm the only badass you've met tonight.
It's like your kid's diving into some deep stuff on the internet, I think.
So, maybe set those parental controls a little higher.
You're getting a little loosey-goosey, maybe.
Yeah.
So I got another story here where it seems like some stuff actually took place. Like, they actually did some hands-on shit.
Hands-on.
November 19th of 1992, a man was watching Evil Dead, because he's got impeccable taste in movies, throw the goats up.
Hells yeah. Hail to the king, baby.
His wife and kids were sound asleep in their rooms. It was about 1:30 in the morning when he decided to head to bed after the movie was over. Suddenly, there was a loud pounding on his front door. What stood behind the door would change his life forever. There was a boy and a girl, around 8 and 11, he was guessing. They never looked up. They were standing barefoot in the Michigan winter.
Holy shit.
So he was a little pissed, but he allowed them to enter, and he went to get the phone so they could call their parents. Once again, going back with that story, right? So you got to walk to get your phone. Mine's always in my pocket. I don't know why they have to walk to get their phone in every story.
Well, you said it was 19, what?
92. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would have been. Man, yeah.
That would have been landline. Landline time right there. Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't own a landline anymore, and I'm sure you don't either, but.
No. What's the point? That's crazy.
Yeah, just say telemarketers are fucking bug you.
Yeah, exactly. He went back with the phone and they were gone. In the dead silence, he heard the first scream coming from the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, shit.
He ran to reach his wife's room and was met by a devastating sight of his wife in a pool of blood and terrifying sounds of bones snapping and flesh ripping. It saw the bare feet of the kids he had just let in his home, but before he could get to him, they swiftly moved down to his kids' room and locked the door. So despite his efforts, he could not help his children and stood helpless behind the door. When the act was done, the door slowly creaked open and stood the barefoot children covered in blood. They stood defiantly with awful grins and eyes completely black as the devil himself.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm going to just tell
that's
you, right
what, that's where you grab the shotgun, the double barrel shotgun made in Grand Rapids, baby. With cobalt blue steel.
Cobalt blue steel?
And you say, the next one of you, he's even looks at me funny.
You primitive screwheads.
There you go. Yeah.
So the only part that bothers me is if my kids were screaming or my wife was screaming, that door would have to be a cast iron fucking cell of some sort to keep me out of it. I'd get through a door in a house in a minute.
Yeah. There's if I couldn't get through the door, I'd get through the wall.
Yeah, I'd go, drywall. I'm getting through. I'm going in. I wouldn't stand there and just, so I don't think that one's true. I just thought it was cool because he was watching Evil Dead. That's mainly the reason.
And it happened in Michigan. Story. Yeah.
Michigan cold, man.
There you go.
Let's get cold in Michigan.
I mean, we should probably address the fact that the reason that this podcast is named Well, Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants is because of our love of Sam Raimi.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole Evil Dead franchise.
Yep. Every bit of it. And to talk about the fact that we know jack and shit about podcasting and Jack left town.
That's right.
So, and I've had that, I even forgot that I did it, but when you call my phone, if I don't answer the voice messages, saying,
well, hello, mister. That's it.
And it's got the whole spiel in there till jack and shit. Cause, I just thought it was a great way to have the phone be answered if I wasn't answering it. So let me try another one here and see. This one's kind of creepy in a different way because I don't know that last one. Like I said, I don't. A full grown man ain't getting through.
I mean, is that where that one ended? I mean, it just like he just sitting there in the house with these two kids covered in blood.
Exactly. Right.
That's not the way it would have ended if I was there.
No,
it would.
Well, they would have been covered in blood, but it would have been different.
No, there would be a pool of blood where they once were. I would have gone like dead alive on them fuckers.
You have to do something. You got to really do something.
Yeah.
So this is on Thanksgiving in 2015. A woman was enjoying a holiday in her own house when she heard a knock. It was around 7:30 p.m. She heard the knock on the door, believing it was her neighbor's. She opened the door without looking. However, there stood two boys outside of her door with an eerie stance. They avoided eye contact, but kept insisting to enter the house. The woman became hesitant. which is when the older of the two boys became persistent. It's here they finally looked up, and the woman noticed that they had completely black eyes. She shut the door on them, but they continued to knock on the door. Eventually, she fell asleep on the couch. She had all the lights on, and the TV was playing to kind of like drown out the noise because they just kept knocking.
Right.
But when she woke up in the morning, all the lights had been turned off, and the TV just had like fuzz. It was just like snow, like static.
Static.
Yeah. So she said someone or something had to have gotten into her house. Creepy. Yeah, that's creepy too. But once again, if you've got to invite them in,
yeah,
then I don't know. You're going to hear all sorts of stories about different
things. Just be a prude bitch and just don't let anybody in your house, and you're fine. No one under the age of 16 is allowed in this house.
Especially if you're that persistent.
Yeah, right.
And then, well, another thing was is they always describe what they're wearing. They're always wearing hoodies, like hoodies pulled up, but they're always just blank.
Not advertising anything.
Yeah, there's no Nike logo on there. There's no Adidas logo. They're just blank. How many kids do you know of those ages that just wear?
None.
None. Zero.
I think actually I may own like a hoodie that doesn't have it. One.
I think I got one that's just black. I think I got one that is just black.
Yeah.
And I love hoodies, so I have a crap load. I'm wearing my Twin Peaks hoodie.
Yeah, I see now. That. Fire walk with me.
But I don't know what to say about these stories. I do like to hear them because I do think they're creepy, but
yeah, I don't know if I tell you what, as far as shit that freaks me out, I would say black eyed kids is probably towards the top of the list.
If it's real, it's fucking terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely under like demons and exorcisms and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's under there, but I mean, it's closer to the top than ghosts.
And I even heard a thing about a white-eyed girl.
White-eyed girl.
Yeah. It was like, I forget where I was reading something or I was watching, you know, I've watched so many paranormal things on TV that, you know,
she like the straight edge version of a black-eyed kid.
She was looking for them.
Oh.
From this person that had told this story, this white-eyed girl was actually at, she was just asking about if a couple of kids had stopped by. And the person said, yeah, they did. I didn't let them in. They just took off that way. And she said, thank you. And just started walking down the road the way she pointed. I was like, what's this? Is she here to wrangle them up or what?
Yeah, right.
We got another searcher kind of situation maybe going on.
Yep. Ingrid so, Cold.
Yeah. Well, it seems to go back to it. Like all the stories kind of seem the same. There's always something off. There's always something different. Always something with the fucking eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in all the stories, the red eyes. When they talk about shadow people, they talk about them having white eyes, black eyes, or red eyes. So it's always something with the eyes. There's something off.
Well, I have brown eyes, so I guess that means I'm full of shit, right?
Sometimes I've heard.
Most of the time. Let's face facts. Unless I'm lying.
Again? Seriously? I see, this is another one of those things where there's not a lot of research and you can do. All you can do is just keep looking up stories, but then I start poking holes in the stories. You know, like those last two that I read, I like them. But if they can't come in, unless they're invited, then they couldn't have came in your house. I just like the creepy factor that you woke up and everything was different. So
yeah,
they were
the fact that you got two little kids knocking on your door, at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah, they came in, but what did they do? Who knows? The other one, I was just like, who cares? That one was good though because I thought. I was like, well, that's more scary. It's like, what was that movie? They Come Knocking. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. It was on fucking Netflix. I don't know if it still is. But you know how I like movies and you like movies, so you might not like it as well. But
well, have you seen Psycho Goreman yet?
No.
You need to watch Psycho Goreman.
I did finally watch Studio 666 and absolutely loved it.
I told you you'd like it. I told you it was right up your alley. Psycho Goreman's right up your alley too.
Okay.
What brought me, what made me think of that was when you were talking about the girl with the white eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, just okay. Like, is it on Prime or whatever?
You can rent it on Prime.
Okay.
If you look on, all the add-on channels, you might find it like on Shudder or something like that. Like just sign up for, if you would sign up for Shudder for like, they usually do like a 2-week trial.
Yeah, I got Shudder.
Just look it on. It might be on Shudder.
But my favorite part of that Studio 666 is when the Carrie King's character dies. He's laying there dead. Dave Grohl's like, whatever his name was in the movie, he's like, Jägermeister. No, he's done.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great. So that, let's see. The next episode, I'm pretty excited for. I'm pretty excited for getting into that. I don't know, the Halloween season. I love horror movies year round anyway, but when it gets closer to Halloween, it makes me want to break out the ones that I really like to watch around Halloween. So
I've already watched a couple that are on my list that I have to watch every year. I started 2 days ago.
Yeah. Gotta get them out of the way. But
so next week we'll do a more relaxed episode and we're going to do top five horror movies
for Halloween
only, strictly for Halloween. Correct.
Strictly for Halloween, which is going to probably upset some people because Halloween will not be on my list. The actual original Halloween. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. So it's not just for Halloween.
This seems like a diehard thing right here, where Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but it is a Christmas movie.
See, my wife and I have an argument about that because she thinks Home Alone's a Christmas movie. And I'm like, well, if Home Alone's a Christmas movie, then Die Hard's a Christmas movie. And so is Gremlins, by the way.
Yeah, that'd be one of my favorite Christmas movies, too.
I like to watch them both because normally, you know, late at night I'm wrapping shit, you know, putting things together. I want to watch a good movie.
Putting a gremlin in the microwave.
That's a great part. Yeah, my wife won't watch Gremlins. It scares the shit out of her. It's like Chucky. I don't know what it is about the little creatures that just terrifies her. Like, you can just punt that fucking thing. That's less terrifying than a werewolf. Move to the cool. I would like to say thanks for listening. And if there are enough people that actually enjoy the shit that we're doing, it would be awesome to get some stories, like if people have had actual paranormal encounters of their own.
Oh, woo.
To get same on, time. Yeah, to get on and tell us about them would be fucking amazing. That would be so much fun to listen to.
And I would love to just get hate mail. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's going to happen anyway. You know that's going to happen.
It's just a matter of time. Yeah. But, and I'll point out now that, yes, I know I use really bad ethnic accents occasionally, and I'm Gen X, and it's not out of hate or anything like that. It's just a matter of I'm sitting here with Matt, and we're having a good time, and I don't
care. Plus that one year making fun of Rock, and he's a dirtbag piece of shit, so who's sticking up for him in the first place?
I was going to say, anybody who is, man, I'd like to punch them in the fucking throat.
Fuck that guy. That was more than just that. If it wouldn't have been for making fun of him, I don't know. The episode would have been a lot harder to get through. I couldn't have done that one seriously. There's no way I could have just been sitting here. And then he beat the fuck out of this girl and cut her.
I beat the fuck out of this girl.
I couldn't have got through it that way. You got
rich Canadian piece of shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you want to try to get a hold of us, guys, you can email us at hmfppod@gmail.com. That is H as in hello, M as in Mr., F as in fancy, P as in pants, pod as in podcast.
Nailed it.
And the occasional like, rate, and review wouldn't be so bad either. I mean, 1 star is fine, like I said. Anything's better than nothing.
I've never once started a podcast. It's either if you're on my phone and I'm listening to you, you get 5 stars, I write your review. And if I don't like it, I just don't listen anymore. But, you know, do whatever, you know, whatever you want. But yeah, it would be nice.
In the meantime, we'll be sitting here killing beers. Cheers, Matt.
Cheers, buddy. I will have a drink.
All right, guys. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Later.
It's evil! Don't watch it!
It's alive! I like you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, you got any ideas for a commercial for Black Eyed Kids? Like maybe Black Eyed Kid Girl Scout cookies or some shit like that?
I didn't. That's not bad.